Muhammad Ali, 1 of 500. Special delivery directly from Spray Ground. Shout out to Spray Ground holding us down. Yo, like I said, shout out to Spray Ground holding me down. Look at my new backpack. Oh, yeah. The duffel's in the front because, you know, the vet got the front. The duffel's in the front to match. Yeah. Got that gold drip. Drippy drip. Shout out to Spray Ground.
Champ, but from one great guest to another.
Yes.
My boy just made it.
Well, we about to mix shit up like DJs, right? Like, mm-hmm. We were supposed to have someone. He's not here. Now we got someone who's supposed to be here at 6, and he's here early, so we just going to go ahead and mix it up, right?
Yeah, we got Albert Bell.
Albert.
Prince Albert
Freakishly
Bell.
Tall Bell. We're going to call him.
You ain't never met him?
I feel like I never felt he was that tall, because I'm tall. He's tall. Or it could just be he got the hair in a ponytail, making him 5 inches higher. So what's up, Champ? What brings you to Vegas?
Chilling before
camp start.
You could extend the arm like so. There you go.
We good, we good.
So camp starts... For what fight, what month, who you fighting?
We got a few opponents lined up. We're trying to see. I told them whoever signed the contract first, let's do it.
So isn't the rumor you're supposed to be on a PBC card this time around?
Yes. July 23rd, Showtime.
Is that the Broner card?
Yeah.
Chicago, Showtime.
So we trying to...
Wow, we just heard Kenny on that card too, no?
Yeah, Yapi just got the nod the other day.
So you're officially on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just trying to lock in opponents.
You know, it's funny, Kenny hit me up because I had posted it, like, on my close friends, and he hit me up. He's like, yo, you sure?
Yeah, he hit me up.
I'm like, yeah, Albert told me. He's like, is he sure? I'm like, bro, I guess.
Yeah, that's when he hit me because I guess it was debating on if it was going to be in Atlanta or Chicago. So I guess they decided on Chicago a couple weeks ago.
So how was your time in Panama? You went to Panama?
No, Australia.
No. When you went to see Paco, where was that?
Oh, that's Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. It was lit over there, though.
Right. Wait, so is it the WBA that's from Panama?
I believe so.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was vice versa. I thought they was from, even though, isn't Gilberto like Argentina or some shit? He definitely ain't Panamanian.
So, I couldn't.
But how was your time in Puerto Rico? First time?
No, that was my second time.
Okay.
It was fun. It was lit. I ran into Edgar over there on a random night, just walking down the street. I'm like, we just locked eyes, got to talking, chopping it up. So I'm like, it was just
on a random night, yeah, walking down the street. Edgar was alone?
No, he's with his family. You know, they moved really family oriented. You know what I mean? So he was with his pops and his girl.
Diddy had all the jewels out though.
Yeah, he had his lights on. Yeah, yeah, that shit on.
Okay, Edgar. Shout out to Chad the Champ, man. He's actually fighting this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be out there for it. I'll fly out tomorrow.
Yeah, Bill's out there already.
You on a fucking tour. Because,
hell yeah,
you're on a world tour.
On.
Because before Australia, where you was on
was
the go.
Atlanta.
Yeah, you was in Atlanta.
I was in Puerto Rico for a week. Then I went home for like 2 days. Then to Atlanta for the weekend. Then flew from Atlanta to Australia. In Australia to L.A., then L.A. to here, now from here to New York.
World tour.
Living that life.
Nah. World tour.
So,
paying bills for no reason, man.
The you said the official date is July?
23rd.
Ooh, but that's a month away. All that flying ain't going to affect you, and that means you ain't got 8 weeks, though.
I've been training.
You was farting over there. You was farting over there. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did Paco say? Because I figured you ain't just stopped by to say hello for nothing. What they assured you? Eliminator?
We was just talking about some stuff and seeing what's up with the rankings and how they moving and whatnot. But this fight will be for, like, I think the NABO or the WBO, NABO, or either the WO International. So
you had a little sit down and get ranked.
I was already ranked. We just, you know what I mean, seeing what's the best way to maneuver through. So being I was like top 5 or top 4, we were trying to see what we got to do to get that 2, that 1, or whatever. You know
what did
so
they say?
Basically, you got to get one of the titles. So I guess when they were talking about, like they used the Josh Taylor thing, for example, when they thought his belt was all about to be vacant, he's going to go to 47, and people were saying they should fight for this belt, that belt. Then they was looking down the rankings, then nobody hold none of their other titles, you know what I mean, that to put them in that spot. So I'm just be, you know what I mean, I ain't working with a promoter right now, so I'm trying to maneuver the best way I can, you know what I mean, by myself, for real, to figure out to keep myself relevant and don't be stagnant.
So funny you just said that. See how educational and informative this show is? Weren't we just debating about WBA gold Virgil and Conor Benn with another WBA and how those two would skip everyone's favorite fighter, Ennis, because he has nothing in that sanctioning body, which means he ain't paying nothing. I bet you they charge him for that NABF, right?
You got to pay any type of, when you got a title on the thing, you got to pay a sanctioning fee for how that Saturday people come out and represent. So, yeah, you
got
to.
That's
gotta,
exactly why they told him, well, you ain't got none of my other belts. How you want the shot at the big boy? You don't even want to pay for the little one, right?
Right, yeah.
It's a, yo, it's a business. I'm trying to tell these guys. So congrats that you're moving properly and you're doing what you got to do. Because some of they just don't get it.
Right.
You got to get some of these regional and, you know, some of the other
titles.
Yeah, they junior titles for sure, man.
So is Chris Colbert one of the names? Because I saw that back and forth the other day, let me tell you.
He's talking about everybody but you, though.
Yeah,
he called out Gary, but
I just think it's cap. I mean, it's like that's what he do, you know what I mean? He talk, he loud, that's what it is. But to be honest, realistically, I don't think he gonna take the fight. We had send him on, I mean, offer, but
yeah, you
but,
big,
but like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? But like, I don't think it's personally gonna happen. We got hope that it do happen, but you know what I mean? It is what it is at this point. I just getting ready to lock in and whoever then get ready for the name, whoever they
have. Y'all ever sparred?
Nah, we don't know each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
We know of each other, but we don't know each other.
He might need to do a face off before y'all get in the ring. You big. You real, real big. Crazy.
So how was Australia, champ?
Oh, it was smooth. It was cold as hell over there, though. Mm. I mean, they winter just started. So when summer's starting everywhere else, it's like winter over there. But
that's crazy.
As far as like the people, like, everybody's just good, genuine people. Like, they real nice over there. It's, like, overly nice. But it was smooth. I enjoyed it. They got a lot of sight.
Damn, so you must have been so shocked.
Yeah, it was like.
No, I'm talking about with the performance.
With what? The fight?
Yeah.
It's boxing, man.
You said George was doing so well. I thought, man, you know what I'm saying?
I said he's doing good, man. I mean, I try to keep everything classy, you know. So
no, as you said,
I knew it was gonna be 10-2. I was saying that for so long. How many rounds you gave George?
Bar what?
No. How many you scored for him?
Oh, in the fight.
You don't have to either.
I gotta watch it on TV. Mm. You know, like when you at fights,
it's different. It's harder different to see
than,
too.
Than the clear cut view of. Yeah, you know I mean, because you're hearing the crowd, you're hearing the action, but I gave him probably like 4.
What did you think of Devin's performance?
I think it was beautiful.
You ain't think he lacked the right hand? Some people trying to say
he didn't throw enough. He tried to shoot the right hand and stuff, but George had good defense for the right hand where he didn't have good defense for the jab.
He seemed fast. Now that the fight's over, is he fast?
Yeah, he got good speed.
I feel like Devin kept anticipating a jab. I mean, we just had him in the studio yesterday, but it felt like even when George was not countering, Devin would throw the jab, but still always, even if nothing happened, it's like, and then when something did happen, it was already too late because he always ducked to the right, It took to like the 6th round when my man
just
finally.
Just defensive responsible, you know what I mean? But I think Devin just did. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He kept the crowd out the fight. He made it.
Bro, they were silent.
Yeah, that's like, you don't know how good you got to be to. Quiet 45,000-50,000 people.
I want to ask you, how silent was it?
Yeah, because on TV we couldn't hear it.
It wasn't silent. They had their moments and stuff, but I just thought it was going to be crazy the whole time. Like,
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when Devin was having his moments and he in control of the fight, was it, like, quiet? Like,
it wasn't pin drop quiet, but it was calmed down. You know what I mean? Like, it was chill. But then they'd come alive and try to root George on, you know.
Right.
But, that whole atmosphere in that stadium and everything, it was just crazy, man. Like, that was something to see.
Would you say, you know, the craziest atmosphere you've experienced or no, because of Devin kind of silencing the crowd?
No, it was, I wouldn't say it, that. It's just how spaced out it is that you don't get the full energy from like a smaller arena. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel that.
You hear like space, like example, like the Oracle Arena, like mm-hmm. when Golden State play, like how it's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. No, I feel that because I've been to stadium fights
yeah.
Where Miami, when Canelo fought, it was COVID too, so the shit really spread out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, it looked empty. I'm like 12,000 people, and it looked like there was hardly people there, you know?
It was lit, man.
Nah, that's cool. Was you happy when you got the call? Like, you know, for that experience, you know, to go out
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Because, like, I'd be up for that. You know what I mean? It's just, like, it's just, like, adding, like, stuff to my toolbox. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do nothing but learn or get better from it. So, and then, you know, like, where I'm from, it's dangerous in the summertime. As soon as it get hot, it's, like, it's the perfect time to get out the city. You feel me? Like,
right.
Like, hey. People lose their minds and where I'm from when it get hot. So anytime I could be out the city, but I'm out the way.
What are you waiting for to make that move? Because I feel like everybody's left.
Yeah.
Nah, it's all, even the new guys, like Jared already left.
Jared, the only one that's gone. Everybody else still in the city.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's still in the city.
Robert?
Yeah.
Even after that?
Nah, that ain't happened in the city, though. That happened in Cincinnati.
That's close enough. I'd have left the state.
Three, four hours away. But, like, you know, man, it's just, it'd be easier said than done sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why not come to Vegas, situations. Though? You know it's easy.
Exactly.
You know it's easy out here for you.
It's got to be right, though. You know what I mean? I got, like, it's just, I don't know. I'm in the process, though, of making a transition to move, though, for sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, don't want you to lose your opportunity
right,
before
right.
you get your opportunity.
Yeah, no, I move right though. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'll be on my P's and Q's and keep my head on the swivel and giving everybody their respect first and just, I mean, I move the right way.
Yes, sir. Was George the only person you sparred with out there?
I got some other work at a different gym after we got done sparring, just to keep my tools sharp, but I don't know their names. It was just a gym I went
okay.
to and just got like four people and just boxed them.
Okay. So, obviously, you got to experience Sydney because you were there for mm-hmm. camp and then got to experience Melbourne. Just Australia, at least in the wintertime, you know, how would you rate your experience overall?
It was dope. I mean, it wasn't too cold. You know what I mean? Like, I'm from Ohio, so when everybody's freaking out, like, oh, it's freezing. I'm like, it's chilly.
Right.
It ain't freezing. Like, but it was dope, though. Like, they had, like, it was a lot of stuff to do. We went, like on a little nature trail walk, like a five-mile walk. It was dope. On the side of a beach. Then we went to this thing called Vivid. They got over there the last 4 months. And it's, like, when everything just, like, super lit up and it's, like, a festival going on. But it was some stuff to do, you know what I mean? I say I enjoyed myself.
No, why is you hanging off of rocks trying to touch the ocean and shit, man?
I got to live, bro.
Playing with your life.
Life is meant to be lived, bro.
So you ain't go see a kangaroo?
Nah, man, I was trying to go box one, but.
Yo, I told Haney, I said Haney ain't go. He's like, I ain't gonna see. I'm like, what? They box. Like, that would have been the first thing I'm trying to do.
No, actually, he said that they were supposed to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
But he said that he was pissed off because BH couldn't go. So he's like, man, fuck the zoo.
Yeah
we're supposed to go to the zoo, too. And I guess it's like a spot where you go and touch the kangaroos and pet them and all that. But we end up going, man. I'm sorry. I wanted to see the... Because, like, we know on the media from here, all we hear about from Australia
yes,
is how
kangaroo.
Dangerous they dang animals are. As far as they spiders in people's houses, you open the toilet, snakes in there and all. So I'm looking for all that. Like, I'm in the hotel room every night checking my bed and for spiders and shit, but I ain't seen none of that.
No, come on. I know they ain't put you in no hotel.
Nah,
you had to check for that shit.
You got to think, okay, this is a nice building. You think it's one spider here, though, throughout this building?
Of course.
Exactly. The only thing is, they spiders there, you get bit
they
by
deadly.
That, it's over. You feel me? So
no, I feel that.
I ain't, man, like I said, I ain't slacking, bro. I'm on everything.
Yeah.
No, I feel you on that. I would have been Lysol on the bed.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, but it was like, I was in some, like, the places they had me, it was like, nice. I'm like, damn. They spending some little money on these drones.
That's
no,
good,
they
man.
Good.
That's
good.
Good.
Nice, man. Everything
treat you world class.
Everything was up to par for sure.
No, that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed. So now that you've fought the guy that beat Loma and you, or sparred the guy that beat Loma and you sparred Loma, compared to
he didn't beat Loma.
No, I'm saying he, you sparred the guy that
yeah.
that beat Loma
I get
and Tio.
What you asking?
I'm saying, like, what? Okay, because I know you got to be politically correct. So, what camp would you say, or what sparring would you say you were able to learn the most from?
Lomachenko, for sure.
That was quick.
He, the proof is in the pudding. Like, you know what I mean? Loma is like, he different, bro. Like, he do a lot of different stuff. They even train totally different. Like, it's like, and then what he just brings, you know what I mean? The different, just the mental aspect. It's not really like physical when we're sparring. It's like, it's a lot of like mental stuff I was learning and stuff. Like, that's how he really beat them guys. Like, he breaks them down mentally because he's doing so much and keeping their mind occupied. So then when they can't keep that up for 6-7 rounds, they get fatigued, then he just start forcing his will upon them guys.
Mm. That being said, you know, although he is still in the Ukraine, he is still being spoke about for, you know, possibly fighting Devin.
Yeah.
What do you think of that fight, given that you were just ringside?
I think that's what's so crazy. Me and Devin talked earlier.
Today?
Yeah. I was telling him, I said that's probably like the best fight to make, like, in the lightweight division, as far as like, that's going to give you like your biggest test is probably be with Lomachenko. And he said he agree. But I think that's a dope fight. It's you have to see it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a 50-50 fight for sure, because you got Devin Long and Box, great jab.
I ain't giving
Lomachenko
that shit
to got a crazy style. What you give it?
He's 34 years old, bro. Devin 23. Like, that 11 years? That's some youth.
He ain't been showing it lately, though.
That's some youth, though.
Yeah,
but
styles make fights.
And don't forget this. He in a war.
Mm-hmm.
He still got to come back, be with his family, kiss and hug them. He might tell Bob, fuck off.
Right, we got to see. But I'm saying, as far as judging from his last two performances, he's back on the top of his game. So,
yeah.
You know.
Definitely put hands on Coleman.
Yeah, but, you know, Coleman and
styles make fights.
Yeah, they don't got the agility.
He looked real sharp and looked explosive.
Absolutely.
And he, like, he was a man on the mission. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't all of that sitting back stuff. He's like, okay,
You're right. He was a little more aggressive, definitely, in that Coleman.
Man.
You ain't seen Nakatani fight?
I've seen it, but that Coleman.
No, for sure. Like, but I think the Coleman fight, it was like he telling it's the fact that during the fight he telling them to stop the fight, and he like, no, okay.
I guess he liked Coleman, like they was real cordial and stuff with each other. I guess he didn't want to hurt him or whatnot. Like, long damage hurt him. So,
right.
You know what I mean? I was respectful.
So just because you are going out there to New York, just want your thoughts. It is fight week, Berlanga and Angulo. I know you're friends with Edgar. Just your thoughts on that fight.
And the fact that
he gets the headline Puerto Rican.
Saudi Xander ain't get the fight, man. Man, I was looking forward to that because he's looking real good in camp, looking real sharp. But yeah, I really don't know too much about the guy he's fighting. You know, I heard he hits hard and what they told. They both big punches.
He do. Yeah. He was actually, I'm going to Google him because I believe his last fight, he went 12. He's durable. Didn't he fight Ramirez?
I'm going to tell you right now.
He went 12 with Ramirez.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know too much about him. I was on the phone with some guys earlier on a business call, and they was telling me about him. They was like, man.
This might be a good fight.
They like,
the
yeah, this, that's what they said. They're like, man, this guy can fight. He durable. Like
he trained with Pedro Diaz.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. They told me all this earlier. So I just want we'll see. I'm just.
It's a tight line too. Belango's only a -280, while Romero Angulo is a +200.
Yeah, I might check him out later on, man. Just to get a feel for him.
He fought Benavidez. He got knocked out in the 10th.
That's a lot of rounds, baby.
Benavidez
is a machine. Didn't he fight Ramirez too?
That was a fight that it was in the bubble and David missed weight, so the title was only on the line for Angulo.
I think I saw that fight.
Dude. He fought Anthony Sims and beat him.
I heard that.
It was an upset.
I heard Anthony was boxing real good, but they won.
Told you he fought Ramirez, went 12, man. Why you ain't get to that yet? He fought Ramirez.
I was scrolling down. I hadn't got to that yet.
Bruh, that's what impressed me.
So that's the guy that beat Ant?
Yeah.
Be who?
Anthony Sims.
Oh, yes.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's a serious fight, bro. He went 12 with Ramirez. You know Gilberto Ramirez?
Yeah. For sure.
Dude tall as hell. Them fucking uppercuts long, man. Like, if he could last with that dude, this a decision for him. I'm about to lock mines in.
But some of them times, be, it was like, I don't know. Them type.
What?
When you got them two explosive guys.
I should jump on that. Berlanga's a plus 125 by decision. Real.
Yeah, I'm ready to see it now.
Damn, I might have to sprinkle.
It's only a 10-round fight, too.
Now, I'm going to throw that in the parlay.
My man's gambling live on the show. Gambling
look,
live on
focused.
The show.
Still look at his face.
Not because they won't let me put my check on that parlay.
Champ, but July 23rd, so you still no name?
No, we got three guys. We got two of them in the top 10 and one of them undefeated. So, I mean, two of the guys in the top 10, then the third guy is like top 15, but he undefeated.
Okay.
So it's three of them three, and then like you got the fourth name lingering with old boy. So
he said with old boy. So is it regular showtime?
Yeah.
And you're on
You know Adrian fighting on regular showtime.
No, I thought maybe maybe.
Oh no, you're talking about I'm tripping. I wasn't talking about like pay per view. Yeah. I was thinking like regular showtime versus Showbox. Like that's what I thought.
Oh no, mm-hmm. No,
I wasn't saying like he not. Right. You know what I mean,
so not Gutierrez. That's not who they offering.
No. He's I would love that though.
He's looking at the rankings. He's figuring out who busy, who not, who at war, who not.
Gutierrez, that's the WBA champ, right?
Yeah.
Rogers.
Yeah.
I gotta make a splash.
And the Dominican, I'm on him. He's still in DR, the dude that beat Cobra, so it ain't okay. Him.
Yeah, no. It's a guy from France. It's number 4 in the IBF. I don't know how to say his name. And then it's another
Samir
guy.
Zani?
Yeah. And then...
Ziani.
Yeah. And then the other guy, he's in the WBO, probably a spot behind me or two spots behind me. He fought Oscar Valdez. I think he's like 36-1.
Osaki Fasta?
No.
Rob's...
He ain't never fight.
No, he behind you.
No, he said that Paul Valdez. Somebody
Valdez.
He's
from the
the Brazilian dude.
He's from Brazil.
Cancio?
I think he's from Argentina.
Let me look up Valdez.
I don't know. It's like he like 36.
Argentina. Yeah. Let me look up Valdez.
Well, we don't know. We don't know if he's trying to take it either. And then the other name is he's from the States. William Foster the third.
William Foster the third.
Yeah, so them three names, and then we got some other names running around.
Genesis Stefania?
I don't know.
That's
they be sending me, you know, they box rec or whatever they rank, and I'll be like, yeah.
Oh, the Silent Assassin, 14-0.
Nope, that ain't him.
I'm talking about William Foster.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I really don't know which one of them is. I'm just telling you the names that they send in
there.
And
right.
I'm saying whatever make the most sense, whoever signed the contract first, let's do it.
Let's do it. I know you got to be excited. It ain't far from Toledo. That's an easy drive.
That's right next door.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You know, I'm coming home for that.
Then it's a few Ohio guys on the car, so the whole state going to be there.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously, both ABs and then Kenny on the car.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's lit.
It's going to be a party.
Sure. Got a couple questions from the people. Dominic in Seattle says, what's up, champ? Can't wait to see you fight on PBC. What was the best fight this year and the biggest upset this year?
The best fight this year, I'm going to give it to the women. I'm going to go with
Amanda Serrano?
Yeah.
Katie Taylor?
Yeah, I like
that. Who you thought won?
On first sight, I thought Serrano won. Yeah, but I done watched it back a little bit. I could see certain rounds where they was giving Katie. But I thought it should have been a draw, though, to be honest. I thought a draw would have been fair, but I love to see him running back. And then, you know, the trilogy fight this year, that was crazy, too. Wilder Fury 3.
That was last year?
Yeah. Damn, this shit fly.
October. That was damn. October last year.
The third fight was
I was about to run with you. I thought it was this year, too.
I thought that was early this year.
Nah, champ, that was October.
First
week of October.
Damn. It was some good fights this year, though, but I'm going to give them the nod. Just off the back of my hand, because that's like the last best fight I don't watch.
Mm.
I'm going to go with that.
Bruh, so you got some sort of deal with Gucci? You always got like some.
Nah, that shit.
Shoes.
Just an expensive habit, man. Mm.
I
need to get rid of.
Any plans of like going to, Devin said something yesterday, where he's going to Italy for Fashion Week. Is that a goal? No, not now. I'm just saying.
But yeah,
you know, once you world champ.
Once we get to that level, I'm with all of it. I mean, I love fashion, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to ask, like, are you into it that much that ever go to?
Met galas, all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with all of that.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
He trying to throw that shit on.
I have another one here from New York Bullet in New York. You said, what up, champ? If you can have one dream fight with any legend, who would it be?
Any legend? Damn, why I never been asked that? That seems like that's the question.
That's his question. He asks everybody. That's his favorite.
Matias Radar. That's the Argentinian?
I guess. I honestly don't know, like, jingling.
Okay.
That's
what I'm being told. That's who it is. That's what I'm being told.
I think he was playing with the purse or something, though. Like, he was ready to sign. Then, like, last minute, trying to, like, double the money, like, right before, like, one time. So, like, it was something crazy. I don't know, though. But back to the question.
Legend.
I got to think about who around my weight that's legend. Let's just say Pernell Whitaker.
I was gonna say
Sweet Pea. Yeah, I was just trying to like
keep it off the,
wait.
Yeah.
I got James Valdez, San Antonio, Texas. Who are your top three Ohio boxers? Put your back against the wall. Top three Ohio boxers.
Right now or like period?
I don't know. However you want to answer it, I guess.
On my back against the wall. I'm gonna think about some other stuff. I'm thinking about club fight now. I'm going with Sean Porter, Jared, and this dude named James from the city that don't even know. You feel me? We talk about three against the wall, but
we say it's Sean, Jared, and the dude from the crib. You don't even know.
Yo, at least Sean in there. Sean got that street fighter style.
I'm trying to beat the shit out of my head. Not for real.
It's just the fact that, like, me trying to pick this nice ass Sean Porter in a street fight. Like,
for real.
Sean is such a kind
person.
You
like the boxers be fighting? Like, when they box me. If that was a street fight, bro, like, the way he be rushing them, like, man, dude, you will beat the shit out.
were saying, like, we will never see another Sean Porter.
Yeah, I don't
like,
think that
I'm
style
going,
comes back.
I'm going
with
my brothers,
back.
Though, like, for as far as the three Ohio, trying to give me Bunny, Tyler, and Jared.
Let's go.
Those are your top three.
Oh, you say against the wall. Now, that's hard,
no,
bro.
I'm putting your back against the wall because now people from
pressure.
Ohio is like, damn, how you got Brona over me? But I mean, like, who's your top three boxers out the state?
That's just a hard question because it's like, is it current?
That's you. You gotta
if you want to make it.
You
current,
can do past list
current.
And a current list. Right,
past list.
You could do an active list, non-active
let me
list.
Okay, I'm gonna go with non-active or past list. We'll just go past list. We'll go who had the straps last. I mean, so we go Adrian Broner, Sean Porter, and
Bunny or Nuke.
Yeah.
Yo, you put Broner above Sean and Sean beat Broner.
But he more accomplished in his career. He's four division world champion.
True.
Yeah, I mean, it's you guys beat Pacquiao. Who's more accomplished?
Pacquiao.
Exactly.
Damn.
And then let's tie Bunny and Nuke for you. I mean, just to round that out. And then right now in the up and comers, let's go with Jared, Montana Love, and Charles Conwell.
Montana, man. I love him.
I'm ready to see Charles.
Which is crazy. Dudes don't be knowing, but I watched that Sims and Montana Love fight.
Yeah. You know, they went out, but they, you know, they fought in the amateurs too when we was younger. So when they.
That shit was on Showbox.
Once they boxed,
it was like in Iowa or some shit.
And once they boxed, like, I was both surprised that both of them took it at that stage. And I'm like, damn, like, y'all fighting each other already? Like, we know y'all gonna, like, but. It was like
I think Montana might have had 8 fights.
Yeah, they both were like it was just, I don't know, because they both my boys. Like Kenny is like my best friend in boxing. Like that's like my brother. Like then me and Montana grew up since we were like 8 years old together, just at all the tournaments and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean I know him personally, but let me ask you, like, I'm not even exaggerating, but this might be the third day in a row somebody has sat in the chair and gave Kenny some praise. Like,
yeah.
And I know Frank has said that Kenny's one of the
that clip.
Yeah. So all that being said, you know, like, what is it about Kenny? I know he's on the card with you as well, July 23rd.
Kenny, bro, he just could do a lot, bro. Like, he one of them guys that could fight both ways. He could box, but like, see, people, he know he box now. But, like, growing up, Kenny just used to go forward just dogging, just nonstop punching, nonstop, like, and didn't care, like, how big the puncher was, none of that. Like, but Kenny just, he's just one of them underrated guys, bro, that's going to shock and upset a lot of guys. Would he beat three undefeated guys in a row right now?
Kenny has beat two in a row.
Okay, I was three for a second. Okay, but, yeah, he just... Man, he one of them guys, man. He a black sheep at that 140 division that's capable of pulling it off against anybody, I mean.
Does he get the opportunity? Because it seems like he beat Elvis Rodriguez and he should have shot up because he beat one of top ranks.
It's like
hot,
you know how
up and coming stars.
Go, though, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't, you don't get the nods you're supposed to get when you do stuff like that. Instead of them boost you up there, try to keep you stagnant or try to keep you away, because it's like they, oh man, it's boxing weird, man. But like, he's supposed to go up for sure. He's supposed to be, but he be getting names. They be calling from certain guys, but them guys be turning the fights down.
Before we let you go, obviously we got our next guest in the green room, but I need to know, like, how do you feel personally? Because you were with Top Rank,
mm-hmm.
You were accepting everything that they were offering you. You, at least your side of the story is that, you know, other fighters didn't want to accept fights with you, but
for sure,
those same fighters are still with Top Rank. Like, Jermell Herron is still, like, you know, he just retired.
It's all politics, bro. You know what I mean? And who getting managed by who got pulled with this promoter more and stuff like that. It's just who got more fighters with this promotion or who got a champion already with this promotion that they got to do favors for and stuff like that. Man, it's just a lot of stuff in ins and outs of the boxing game and the boxing world. But that's life anyway, you know.
So how old are you?
29.
So you got to get that now.
Yeah,
Tom.
For sure. But I'm a young
child. When did you turn pro?
2013, but I lost 2 years of my career.
Like
bad management situation and stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Vic, man. He's been doing the best he can, which he keeps
sure.
You busy for sure.
Got to.
And puts you in good situations, man. It's just a matter of, again, these fighters taking these fights. But I did get to see Flores sparring quite a lot now that I live out here.
Mm-hmm.
I know you wanted that smoke. He seemed to be a puncher. I know it don't look like that. I know you laughing too, but remember what he did to Velez. You going to laugh. Ain't nobody do that to Velez.
Nah, I'm laughing at his reaction.
Yeah, but you laughing too. I see you. So you don't think he a puncher? He looked like it in the gym. I swear. I was watching
everybody
him spar.
Everybody cracking and sparring, though.
I mean, if you ain't cracking, you know, nah, they going to walk you down.
Crack kind of more in sparring. You know what I mean?
Why? Because of the 16-ounce gloves?
Yeah, and then it's just like, I don't, it's hard to explain. Like, I don't know. But it's just like, but I never.
He looks good.
I never had a problem with him at first. Like, I mean, never. His dad had commented some stuff on Rick Merigin post, and said something like he had knocked me out or whatever. So once they offered me
that
his fight,
son will knock you out.
Yeah, it was the day after I beat Andy Vince's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He commented on there like Junior knock Bill out or some. So I never said that. I don't do the internet stuff. I just screenshot it.
Mm-hmm.
So once they came and offered it to me, I just posted the screenshot like, stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make the fight happen. And it's, oh, I'm gonna call you, bro.
They moved up though, right?
Yeah, they're 35.
Oh, they moved at 35. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they turned it down twice. They didn't want to fight. I've been left there alone. Then once he got lost, it was like I don't be on that. Like, if y'all like doing a lot of talking and then y'all don't want to fight and then y'all end up getting your ass whooped. They don't never even lose. They do all that talking and they get their ass whooped. I'd be over it. Like,
who is they? Anybody. He means in general. Like, if you gonna be talking, then you
covered. They do all that talking, then they got their ass whooped. Like, damn near stopped on both fights. Then like it don't be worth talking about them no more. Like, respectfully, like, it's like we seen y'all lose already, so it's like, let's talk about somebody else. Let's get another undefeated guy or a top contender. Like, we seen y'all quit in fights. Y'all didn't even keep trying to win. Y'all.
Whoa, you saying Chris quit?
When did he keep trying to win? Or did he go and survive and just move when he knew he was all the way down?
You know, it's funny. Shakur said something like that.
He checked out.
Shakur said something like, you know, you should have tried to go for the knockout when you know you're down.
He should have tried to win. He didn't have no urgency in the fight at all. None. He quit. He knew it.
You knew Henry was a puncher like that, though?
No, I seen him spar. I seen him spar a couple times, but you know what I mean? But I just, he do it was a two week notice, and how he's just talking to the guy like he just is gonna do this. That's just,
yeah. He didn't believe, like, he was a puncher either. Like, come on, he ain't fight nobody.
Yeah, it's just like, you gotta respect everybody, bro. You gotta respect who you getting in there with for sure.
Hmm.
But you know, we all, everybody doing their best though.
Yeah.
Shout out to them guys.
I got Big Casual says, what up, champ? With you being a pretty big 130-pounder, what weight class you think you will be able to finish your career at?
Probably 140. Probably up to like 140.
Two more divisions.
I don't see myself going like 47 or nothing.
Not with that height, champ?
I'm skinny though, like.
Bruh, you gotta get with one of these nutrition, big name nutrition, put that muscle cool, on.
Like,
cause you tall as hell. You gotta be like 6'1". Damn, would have been good to see him and Freddie. Right? That's crazy because you're so tall and you're like two divisions, but three divisions below Freddie.
Yeah, I'd be taller than them. Like, I'd be getting next to like middleweights and 54 pounders, so maybe like right here. And they'd be like, damn.
So Freddie, a 47 pounder, but he's 6'3".
Yeah.
And we're like, damn, you tall as fuck for a welterweight. You know what I'm saying? Mark Breland was 6'2", was a champion. But, yeah, I mean, you being 6 foot at 130 pounds. That's
crazy. That reminds me of Barrios. Barrios used to be like that big. And
but, see, the thing was, Barrios was young, so he grew out of it. Mm-hmm. Like,
fast.
You a grown-ass man.
you could probably hold it. Yeah. But, listen, we're going to go ahead and take a picture with Albert Bell. Do you have any social media, anywhere you want to direct, our audience for tickets for your fight or anything like that?
Follow me on Instagram at Albert Prince Bell, Facebook Albert Prince Bell, Twitter Albert Bell 419, you know, kind of humble, laid-back kind of guy. So get on me. I'll get back with you. You know what I mean? Keep supporting me. Yeah.
July 23rd, Showtime.
Yes, sir.
Make sure to tune in.
What's delayed is not denied. Keep following the journey.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I never expected it to turn out like this. This is TheBoxingBoys.com. Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all.
Diamond people. Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building. Adrian, the problem wrong, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe. George.
You already know what it is. It's the Queen, Marcus K, Detroit. Stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Nuts, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean the best. Catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian and Buffalo. God bless you all.
Jesus, thank you.
Without Tide, ain't nothing. Without the callers, ain't nothing, man.
That girl, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish Bank, Palm Beach, Florida.
Tree the Incredible, straight out the ATL.
James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama. It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Show Kid, Mount Rose, New York, stop it.
Coach Midday from London, UK.
Checking in from Tennessee, it's Leap James, P-A-Y-N-D.
It's Leap.
Line 6, read. It's
What up? We are back. Jam Pack House. The studio is like jumping. Sticky Paws got their own shit going on, so it's people there for them. And we got a bunch of guests rotating in and out the door. Starting to feel like Hot 9-7, let me tell you. You know what I'm saying? It felt that way when the Phantom pulled up yesterday. You know what I mean? Every time we get them big boy toys in the parking lot, it definitely feels like one of those radio stations that pump out all the fire. So I feel like I need to just at least drop something on this Edgar Belanga by decision, y'all. Let me go back to my man Romero's. He's been stopped one time, and the last time that happened was by Benavidez. And there was a title on the line, so there might be a reason that he fought as hard as he did. What is it worth? Danny, you owe me money. How much you owe? Because that's what I'm betting. Whatever he owes, we betting that on decision.
No, I owe you 100. We bet the two, right? You bet two on the kitty. But how much was one?
We at 185.91.
So
we lost 100, roughly 115 plus. The other 112 ain't got nothing to do with you because that was my dumbass bet on. My man's in,
So you said.
Bench press starting already. Take, you know what I'm saying, effect. Nah, but, yeah. So let me see what 40 look like. 40 is a lot to put on Berlanga by decision. I'm going to be real.
So hold on. I'm confused, bro. If we bet
100 on 7 through 12.
We bet 300, didn't we?
No, it's only 100 on 7 through 12, so that's 50-50. Then we bet another $100 basically worth of bets, and off that $100 we made 85 back.
Oh, I got you. All right, no worries, but it does look like our next guest, Giovanni Scuduri, Team Leonidas. Did I say that right?
Guys, what's going on?
How's up, man? You're so tall. Yo, they said Albert Bell was taller than you. Is it true?
No. You put the headphones on?
Sure.
Let's go.
So, I want to start off a little weird and backwards. Do you think you'll be a trainer when it's all said and done?
Probably. I have love for the sport, and especially I still have a lot of IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't have a lot of experience in the business, but it's not all about experience. It's about understanding
mm-hmm.
the game. So I feel like I figured out the game.
I see him in there. You know, obviously, you give a lot of instruction to Michael Hunter. You've been brought on to help Michael Hunter prepare for his next fight. But outside of preparing him, I feel like I see you giving him a lot of instructions, helping him with his slips. And
yeah.
I'm like, uh-oh, this guy might be end up in a trainer. You got love for the sport.
Yeah, definitely. You know, right now I'm trying actually, you know, to learn from everybody, you know, and also I want to be able to put everything that I know in the ring
mm-hmm.
as a fighter. So that's my first goal right now. But eventually one day, why not? You know, I'm going to be able to give, you know, to other fighters, you know, my knowledge, you know.
So I first met you in Orlando. You were under the tutelage at that time of Andre Rozier. Are you still training with Uncle Dre?
Yeah, we're still working together. You know?
All right.
I have a big team and I work with a couple of people, but yeah, we're still working together.
And I think that was your second fight in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
So now are you still 2-0 or have you?
No, I'm 6-0 right now.
Okay. Oh, so you got moving.
That was because
I feel like that was just last year.
Unfortunately, you know, my career has been a little slow because some injury that I had, you know, that slowed me down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, bad things don't come for a bad reason. You know, I mature a lot in the sport, especially, you know, inside the ring, outside the ring, you know. I hurt my right shoulder and, you know, I learned, you know, how to use my jab. So I don't see that's a negative thing. You know, I'm more mature. I'm ready now. And soon I start, I'm not going to stop.
Mm. So cruiserweight. But you're very, very tall. Is it hard to make weight, or is it that your walk around weight?
I never make weight, brother. I never make weight. So I walk around 200 pounds.
Mm.
Yeah,
because you're very lean.
Yeah.
Look like you're not genetically, you know.
Yeah.
Close to fighting weight all the time.
No, I literally walk around 198. I actually gain weight while training. If I stop, I lose weight because I lose muscle. I have fast metabolism.
So how old are you?
27.
Do you see yourself moving up to heavyweight when it's all said and done or no?
What I want to do, so the cruiserweight division right now is an open division.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody, literally. For me, I think I'm a world champion already. I got to just go out there and do what I got to do. and get the belts. I know it might sound cocky because I'm 6-0, but, you know, I've been working with a lot of top athletes, you know, on any weight. I've been working with, like, light heavyweights, super middleweights, heavyweights. And I start to believe in myself now because I really realize that I've got everything that it takes to become a champion.
So I hear an accent. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Catania, Sicily, Italy. And I moved in New York about like 5 years ago.
What influenced the move from Italy to New York?
Boxing. You know, like if you want to become, it's like for, you know, for people from the United States, if you want to play soccer, you want to go in Europe, you know. So same thing, boxing, you know, is big in the United States. And the dream from every fighter from Europe or other part of the world is to train in the United States, you know. So that's why I came here. And everybody was, you know, making fun of me because I just started my amateur career. And I decide because I'm somebody that really, when it does something, I got to understand what I'm doing before I do it. And when I realized that I knew it more than my coaches over there in Italy, I said, oh, I got to get out of here. If I want to do this, I need to be able to go somewhere where I can learn, you know. That's why I moved here. And I did the Golden Glove in North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Delaware, and Maryland. I win for 2 years, and then I turned pro. And I started to train with Mark Breland back in the days, yeah.
At Gleason's?
Yeah, we start from there, from Gleason, then we moved to another gym in Bed-Stuy, you know, where it was quiet. It was just me and him, and that's where I learned a lot from boxing.
Why'd you leave him?
It was like a particular situation, you know. I had two injuries back to back, you know, and then, you know, he had like other business to take care, you know. So then eventually the situation led to, you know, separate us.
Mm.
And is that where you went to Andre Rozier?
Yeah, and then after I started training with Andre.
So when you came to New York, were you already planning to train with Mark Breland? Or?
No.
Coincidence.
My life is like a movie, man. I came here, no English, no money. I didn't know nobody. I started to work on a restaurant, you know, just with this dream. And that's it. And now, you know, I'm living through my dream. But, no, I didn't plan nothing. I just came here and then...
So when you came here, you had nowhere to go, or you had a relative to sleep at their house, something, a couch?
Yeah, I had a place to go for 3 months for the first time when I went in the United States and was in Virginia. And then after these 3 months, that was the same duration of my visa, I did have a place to go. So when I coming back, there was a coach that saw me training the first time that I was here in Virginia and said, you know what, why don't you get like ready for the Golden Gloves? You can stay at my house. It's a movie, you know? So, of course. Okay, let's do it.
So you came back.
I came back. I stayed at his house.
So wait, how do you get money? What are you doing in Italy to allow you to travel so easily? And
nothing, bro. I come from a very humble family, you know, and a hustler, bro, you know? And I think that's the fire that pushed me to do what I do today and keep on doing it even tomorrow.
I'm going to have to ask you to take one of those accessories off, man. No one's going to be able to recognize you. You look like you're fucking hot and from my man hit the bank. He's got his mask on. All right, we can see you now. Hey, look, you even got nice looking eyes, bro. You got to get the women. I mean, Oscar had the women. Ryan got the I was watching a video with this guy. I could not believe it. All the shit we talk about, Ryan, there were literally women screaming. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It's real. Like, they really go crazy for Ryan Garcia. Like, I got to take a picture, please. Oh, my God, Ryan. I'm like, whoa. It's serious.
What happened to Ryan, though? He loses his mind, bro.
I mean, not anymore. He's back, baby. He's fighting, what, July 16th?
He's back. My man just went 12 rounds of Tugo.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first fight back after, you know, the time off. But I think now, you know.
You think he ready to go?
Not ready to go, but, you know, he got that one out. He got the rust off with that one. This will be the better performance. Plus, it's a better quality of opponent in Javier Fortuna. So,
some boxing is mental. You know, I'm trying to stay away from women. I'm trying to stay away from everything.
From women?
Hell yeah!
How are you doing that in Vegas?
Actually, I love it. You know why? Because
you guys are still in the mountain?
No, we do up and down, you know, but I like here because I don't know nobody. Everybody tells me Vegas is crazy. Oh, Vegas is full of women, this and that, but I don't know nothing, and I like it. I don't want to know nothing.
Mm.
I love to run, go around in the mountains, desert, you know, training, sparring, go at the facility over there where I train, at the UFC facility, go back home, you know. I like to be uncomfortable, you know, when I'm in a training camp. Because most of the time we're too comfortable. And when you're too comfortable, you know, you don't learn, you don't grow.
Mm.
So, yeah, I try to stay away from now.
So how is – it's shoulder surgery you had, right?
Yeah.
How is the soldier shoulder? Because I've seen the therapist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seen her working with you quite a few times.
No, but the thing is, you know, a lot of fighters, they don't do injury prevention stuff. You know, you got to understand, if you have a race car, you want to do your maintenance, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the
mm-hmm.
time. You can just race, you know, you got to keep the car on point. So that's what I do with my body. You know, I'm very big even on science and body, you know. And that's why I take care of my body like this, you know. I go to the therapist a lot, you know, and I try to do a lot of meditation, stretching, you know. Keep my, you know, my body, my mind sharp.
So do you have anything lined up?
We're looking for a date right now, but it's not sure in July, mid-July. And but it's not sure right now. We're looking for it.
And your last fight ended in disqualification. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, honestly, you know how it is. Right now, you know, coming up, you fight opponents and they do this for a living, you know. Guys then probably he can't even fight, but, you know, they do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the referee did him a favor, you know, and don't stop the fight and give him the disqualification. You know, almost, it kind of pissed me off because it would be another KO on my record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he basically was almost out on his feet and keep holding him. And the referee said, stop, leave him. Let go, like for literally a few minutes, and then they disqualify him.
Mm. So, since you said you're still working with Dre, is he any part of the managerial promotional side?
No.
So, who's getting these fights for you?
I'm working. I have a manager, you know, that is like family, you know. As you can see from the back of my T-shirt, that's my merchandise there, blood make you related, loyalty make you family.
Mm.
Along the way, I met people that are not blood related, but they're like family. And what I learned from the boxing business is a very dirty and dangerous fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
So when I find people that I can really trust, you know, I try to stick with it. So my team is very small. A few people are not from the boxing world, but they're big on business. They're businessmen. And that's how I'm trying to keep it. I want to build my career, you know. I'm working with this team, and we want to just get fights, keep getting experience, you know, sharpening up my tools. And then I know it's almost impossible to make it with no promoter nowadays, but that would be my dream, what I want to do. And, yeah, that's the situation. That's who's getting my fight right now.
Okay. Is there a trajectory that maybe you and your team have or have spoken to you about in terms of, you know, where they want to see you at a certain amount of time in your career?
What we're trying to do right now is just through the sparring, you know, and the training. We know what I got. I know mm-hmm. what I got too. You know, sometimes a fighter needs too much food and understand what he got, because most of the time you see people that they don't know, or they don't believe in themselves on the way than they should. And I feel that right now I'm mentally ready. And so what we want to do, we're going to just get a little bit more experience and be able to bring 100% of my skills from the gym to the ring, to the fight night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that comes with experience. So probably, you know, in 1 year, maybe two, I see myself world champion in the cruiserweight division.
And when along the journey did you meet Hunter? How'd that relationship manifest, and how'd you end up here?
So everything started, I was on a vacation in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew was here, just called me and said, listen, do you want to do a training camp? Do you want to do like a, want to be a sparring partner for Michael Hunter? I was getting ready for the fight that he did in New York with Wilson. So I said, of course. So I literally went over there with no boxing gear, nothing, you know, and started training with him. We started sparring, and we started along the way, you know, nice, you know, where we was pushing each other. It was a great sparring. I like Michael Hunter because he's a heavyweight, but he's a cruiserweight like me.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does to beat these big guys is use the skills and the movement. So it was almost a mirror. So, and I learned a lot from him, and our sparring was nice because it was very technical. It wasn't like a classic heavyweight sparring, you know? So that's how we get together, you know? We have good work. Also, like the fact that I'm good like on science, stretching, recovering, hydration, nutrition, all this stuff, and the type of energy that I bring in, you know? I'm very excited. I'm a type of guy that I always push hard. But I love to work with other people around that I can push with. So when I have people that really, you know, give me like good energy and inspiration, you know, I'm happy. So that's how we met. And that's why I'm here today, you know, because he called me and he told me that I was getting ready for this guy that is tall like me, 6'6". So, and basically move like I do. But I believe I move way better than this guy. Way better.
Yeah, obviously you've been brought in to mimic Huey Fury.
Yeah.
I do believe you move way better. I watch you do your drills with the broomstick and the glove, yeah. And you definitely slip very well. Obviously you were there when Hunter was sparring Joyce.
Yeah.
Did you want to get some?
Hell fucking yeah. I asked for. I pray for, but you know, I didn't have the opportunity, but I asked them for it, you know.
So what did they say? No, maybe later, next time.
Yeah, maybe later, next time. We'll see. George Joyce is a great guy,
mm-hmm.
Super nice, you know. My man, please, give me a couple rounds, bro. It would be a pleasure for me, you know, to taste myself with a great guy like you, with a great fighter like you. And yeah, man, I like working with big guys. You know why? Because I feel like a big guys for me are easier than somebody that is probably light heavyweight or stuff like that for the way I box, you know. But you know.
So, do you know Guido Vigenella?
I know him. I reach out to him because I wanted to spar with him, but it ducked me a couple times.
When you were in Italy.
Here, I was in New York and he was training here. Then I go, ciao Guido, come stai, bro? And I asked him, you know, to sparring, but he told me, you got to talk to my coach. And I tried to reach out to his coach, nobody get back to me. And then I reached out to him when he was in Rome, then I was in Italy. And he said he wasn't sparring, and then he started sparring. But yeah, I want to work with him.
Do you feel like he's not helping out a fellow Italian or what?
I don't know, man. Like, Italians have this type of reputation that they don't help each other. You know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We should stick with each other, you know? But sometimes people don't do that, you know?
Is it true about the whole, because you said you're Sicilian, is it true that basically Sicily and the North are divided?
Yes, it's true, but I don't think it's that.
I don't think it's that.
I think it's just a general thing, you know.
What about Malinaggi? Has he reached out to you? You guys talk?
Yeah. I have chance, you know, to spend some time with him, you know, and learn a lot from the business. He's been there where I want to be. He's been world champion. He got a lot of knowledge. And I feel very close to him because he's somebody that uses his brain a lot, like I do in the boxing business. He's break down everything, you know, and... Yeah, I've been talking to him about a lot of stuff.
Just don't ask him about fight predictions. We went at it with him regarding the undisputed fight between Haney and Kambosos, and we told him,
yeah,
Haney's gonna win 10-2.
Yeah.
He's like, no way, and George is this aggressor, and
you know, George basically fucked up the game plan because you can outbox the boxer. You know, you gotta make a rough fight.
Exactly.
Especially if you see the first three rounds, a fucking jab like a pistol. I say, wait a minute. You know, let me push him back. Let me get dirty. You know, that's what.
Yeah.
He said that jab sounded like.
Did you? Some people, you know, we take callers, so some people try to say that it was a boring performance. Did you feel bored?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
But that's exactly what he was supposed to do, didn't he?
Mm.
Yes, Megan Lee did. I was tired, though, guys.
I was tired, though, guys.
I was like three workout in, you know. I had my nomadic boots on. It was me, Mike, you know, Miguel, everybody, you know, was watching the fight, but, you know, a great performance. And that's the type of fighter that I want to be.
Mm.
I want to show that you don't got to be tough. You can be technical. You can be smart. You can be sharp and beat this guy, this tough guy. Because, you know, Kambosos is a tough guy. You know, he's a tough guy. But see, the basic, the technique, you know, sharp, jab, you couldn't do nothing, man.
Mm. I don't know. Some people like to say that he should have threw the right hand a little more. What do you think?
Who, Kambosos?
Haney.
But listen, if you can win just with the jab, why not?
Mm-hmm.
He's there to get the W. He's there to win. You know, I know that, you know, that's a entertaining sport. You know, people want to be entertained. But he did what he was supposed to do. He get the job done. That's it, man. He's undisputed champion. People always going to talk. Whatever you're going to do. He's just 23 years old, win all the belts, outperform this guy, and people still talking. You should have used that right hand. Why don't you step in the ring and show me what you can do? You know? So people always going to talk.
For sure. Do you think the Victorian government pays to bring the fight back to Australia?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. But I don't know.
Are you willing to see it again?
I honestly think it would be right to see it here. Mm. You know, you lost. You know, you want to run it back? We do it here. I would like to see it here in Vegas, home. Mm. You know?
But a lot of people, and I'm one of them, I felt that it was so wide that why? I mean, I understand there is a rematch clause. But it's like, why even do it? Like, it wasn't a competitive fight, I felt like. It wasn't like it was close or controversial, you know. It's not like Devin was hurt at any point in the fight, you know. Why see it again?
Money.
Money. That's right.
Because the first time, you know, the Australian government, they paid for the fight. But, you know, if I'm the Australian government, it's like, you fooled me once. I thought it was going to be a good one, but, you know.
And George didn't sell out. Like as far as the government, they're like, bro, you didn't even go out on your shield trying to make sure. Like, he just kept.
No. I hope he's going to change game plan because I think he's going to get his ass pooped again. You know?
George, can I get a screen share, please?
Wrong computer.
What's up, man? You a part-time model?
Oh, wait. We got a poll. Don't answer that yet. We got a poll, and it says, how does Giovanni Segura
make money?
Modeling.
21% of the people. Working on cars, 28% of the people. Security guard, 29% of the people. Boxing. I don't know why boxing was an option, because we asked you, how are you making money back in Italy?
So modeling, I got it different. I got 21% believe modeling, 28% believe working on cars, 29%.
Cars?
Yeah, working on cars. You're a mechanic, bro. 29% believe security guard, 24% boxing. How do you make a living?
Boxing. Yeah.
There you go.
But do you model? Because I see a couple pictures here. Yeah. You know, can I get another screen share, George? Like, what's going on here? I love those boots, by the way. Those are fly.
Oh, we got it. We can't see them. You got to take the. Yep.
Yeah.
New York, though.
Yeah. So when I was injured, I was trying to get back, you know, in the boxing world. I started to hustle. You know, people say, ah, you're a model. But, you know, I don't see myself as a model. But, you know, I got to do what I got to do in order, you know, to make a living, you know. So I take some, you know, modeling job.
Not bad. Not bad. How'd you like it, though?
It's nice, you know, but I would rather do what I do, you know. I feel like a fighter, you know, a warrior. I don't see myself taking pictures, you know. But you got to be a businessman, too, you know. You got to do what you got to do.
Ah, for sure, man. Let me see here. What you got?
Whoa, this is my favorite picture yet.
Who's that?
Was this, this was still part of you modeling?
Yeah, that's the champagne that we were like shooting for Provocation. Okay. That's actually my city.
No, we were talking more about the woman than the bottle, bro. What's up with you?
The woman is a model and winemaker.
So, winemaker.
Yeah, so is it real or?
No, yeah.
No. I'm talking, never mind, man.
Yo, I got a question from Seattle.
I'm teasing.
Yeah. Dominic in Seattle says, shout out to you, champ. Can't wait to see you on TV. So, if you were the king of boxing and you lost to a guy named Bivol, would you take an immediate rematch of that fight?
Depend, you know, because if I take a rematch, it's to beat that guy. So I want to go back to the drawing board and see if it's the right thing to do. And, you know, eventually, yes. You know, because that's what we do, you know. You want a challenge, you know. For me, a real champion is not the one that never lose. I hate this stuff, you know, then Floyd, you know, put in our head, be undefeated, 50-0. You know, because we Spartans, we like warriors. What we do, we are modern-day gladiators. You know, we fight for our freedom. We fight to entertain people. And a real warrior is not the one that never lose. It's the one that lose, get up, you know, and win.
Mm.
That's it.
Next one is from Big Casual that says, if you were offered the Lawrence Okoli WBO champion fight next, would you take it or do you still need a little more experience?
Honestly, yes. You know who I'm scared to fight? Bombs. They don't have nothing to lose. And I have a lot to lose. But when I'm fighting a champion like this, I have nothing to lose, everything to gain. And I think I would take the fight. And I'm looking for you, bro. Mm-hmm. I know he's coming here in Vegas. And I want to get some of the work.
He's coming?
Yeah.
When? Let me hit him up. Lawrence is my guy.
Yeah.
So I got another one here. James Valdez, San Antonio, Texas. What are your thoughts on fellow countryman and New York resident Paulie Malignaggi as a fighter and commentator?
I think then, you know, we can take nothing away from his career. He become world champion twice. You know, he fought the best. And no matter his style or whatever you guys, you know, the guys said that the guys that don't like him, you know, he had a great career, and I think he's a great, great commentator. You know, I really like him as a commentator.
Mm. What's your thoughts on Devin Haney versus Tank? Should that happen? Because I know Haney's undisputed, so some are thinking maybe he just moves up.
Yeah.
Should he stick around, get that Tank fight before he moves up?
That would be a great fight. That would be a beautiful fight.
He is coming, bro.
It's coming. I told you.
I'm on him. We're going to see. He said, I am.
Oh, I love that. And then it's a nice work. He's 6'5", you know, yeah. 1 inch is like
long, too, bro. He's like you.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a nice fight.
Mm.
It would be a nice fight.
So outside of Hunter, have you been able to work with anybody else out here now that you're in Vegas?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah. Not yet.
Not until the camp's over. After camp is over, you're going to stay out here?
I'm actually thinking about to do up and down, you know, to stay here because I like, you know, the way I can stay focused in here. I like the fact that, you know, I can go to Mount Charleston to run and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I love training at the UFC Performance Center.
Right here. Yeah. It's behind us. What do you do there?
I do, like, therapy and condition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you have to make an appointment or you know somebody?
No, I know somebody and, you know, we're Michael. We're training over there. Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
And it's good because, you know, you can do like recovery. You can do strength.
But you don't feel like you're cheating?
Why cheating, man?
You with the enemy.
Why the enemy?
So fucking MMA guys, bro.
Oh, man, you got to be smart. You got to take away what they have, you know?
I'm fucking
and I wish
you.
And I wish we have a facility for boxing like
exactly
that.
Like that. I've been that, there. I've been there. When know? Mayweather Pacquiao happened, I watched fucking McGregor training there. That is
come,
top of state of the art.
Yeah. If
no,
come,
I'll go with you. Absolutely.
Yeah,
invite
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Invite me. I'm coming.
Yeah,
you know,
we're there.
You know what I love, too? They have a personal chef. Like I train, they got free water, free drinks, free smoothie, free everything. You're training. We work with science. They have everything breakdown. they see the progress thing you do.
Do
that's
they?
A,
but
that's how you should work, man.
But if you're not part of the UFC, how do you get to use that facility? And do the, can they give a boxer like yourself like a monthly?
No, it's just about connection, you know,
mm.
because it's basically meant just for the UFC fighters.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, I know when Carl Frampton came over to Las Vegas to train for the Leo Santa Cruz rematch.
He probably used that Conor McGregor connect.
That's where he yeah. trained, because I know Steph Fulton was one of the sparring partners for that camp, and that's where they were.
Giorgio is training over there, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I see him a lot at Solace.
No, he's saying like the strength and
conditioning.
Oh,
strength
yeah.
and
conditioning. Yeah.
He's spending that money. Nice, yeah. nice, nice. Well, let me see. Refreshing here. I think that is the last one. You have any others?
No, that's all for me.
All right. Well, Giovanni, please give out your social media and let everybody know where they can find you. And we want to thank you, obviously.
Can you pronounce your last name? Because I feel like I said it wrong.
Scuderi.
Scuderi.
Yeah, yeah.
Why there is a politician with the same exact name as you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and actually in Italy.
In Italy?
Yeah, when I first Googled you, that's what comes up, like
yeah,
some politician.
I didn't know, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah. Go ahead, screen share. Bam. Giovanni Scuderi.
Secretary of the Italian Marxist.
This guy's your family member, bro. You didn't even know.
I don't know, bro. No,
bro, he's still alive, bro. He's 87.
He needs a dot. No, let me tell. Damn, 87. That's old as fuck, though.
That's good, bro.
But we will be right back to take any callers after this quick intermission. Give out your social media one last time.
You can find me at Team Leonidas.
I got it. Where'd you get that? Because, you know, that's my favorite, one of my favorite movies, 300.
So, basically, that was one of my favorite movies, too.
Mm.
It is one of my favorite movies. And also, in the boxing gym where I stay, they call me like this, Leonidas, because the beard and the way I was looking, and that became my nickname.
Yeah, I can see it with the beard now that you say that.
Yeah. And Now, Mike and the guys, they changed my nickname. They
so
call
what?
Me Gio Goggins.
Gio Goggins?
Like
oh, like the motivational guy.
Yeah. Because the first thing that we did, I said, we got to do a heist spot. So we buy like 20 pounds, like 20 bag, like 10 pounds bag of ice. We put it on the top and I jump in. And I said, you fucking crazy. And then the way we're training and stuff like that, so they start to call me Gio Goggins.
Gio Goggins.
But now,
isn't that one of your favorite? You always bring him up. No, or is it someone else?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of
but
David
now
Goggins.
Mike is ready. You know why? Because he's beating on my home game. And what I try to do is be uncomfortable. We're on the high spot, right? At the UFC facility.
Yeah.
And we're about to get out. We got 1 minute left. And as soon as you know the time is almost gone, I said, let's stay another 5 minutes. And so what?
Well, in the sauna?
No, on the
ice bath.
On the
ice bath. Oh, wow.
So you try to trick your mind. You know, then you're about to get out. You fucking dying. You're cold. And then like this, you trick your mind. You know? So today he beat my ass because I get out before him. And then he went back in. So his mind is ready. Because, you know, I believe boxing is 75% mind, you know?
Yeah, definitely a mental thing in there, man.
Yeah.
Check if you find a line for Mike. When is that fight?
July 2nd.
Oof, that should be out. What you got, Bo? I got nothing. Fucking my shitty. Not to be confused with my bookie.
Shout out to RX Water, man.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out RX
me out with the water for my training camp.
So we
got, they're the best, bro.
You hear me? So we got Michael Hunter at a -112 and Huey Fury also. At a -112.
Oof. What's the decision for Hunter then?
They don't
no
have
prop bets yet.
No prop bets yet.
And where's that at, Bo? Yeah.
Pro Box.
I got. That's undisclosed. I can't give away my source.
Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead and take this quick intermission, take a picture with Team Leonidas, and be right back.
12 years. I never expected it to turn out like this. TheBoxingBoys.com. Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all.
1,000 people. Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building. Adrian, the problem role, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the Queen, Marky K, Detroit. Stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Nuts, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean the best. Catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Dominion and Buffalo. God bless you all.
Jesus, thanks.
Without
Chai,
it ain't nothing. Without the
cola,
it ain't nothing.
Back row, TKO,
San Diego, California.
Big Fish Bay, Palm Beach, Florida.
Tree Dunn Crook,
straight out the ATL. James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama. It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Show Kid, Mount Vernon, New York, suckers.
NSCS, Florida.
Coach Midday from London, UK.
Checking in from Tennessee, it's Legal James, P-A-Y-N-D.
It's Legal.
Line 6, Reed, we're spreading that boots gospel.
Oh, from Belmont, only in America.
And I'm a true antithesis to the American dream.
King Vaughn, Fry Heights, Brooklyn, you heard?
Four chicken wings and french fries, breakfast and champions. Let's get to it.
JT, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stuff like that.
Yo, can you need this coach J-Mac? Going to Louisiana, 504, baby.
What have you?
C-Y-E.
California.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon.
This is the number one pound for pound and two division champion, Marvin the Tank Furman from Dallas, Texas.
LB Southern from DC to Stunt City, Bomb Squad.
Brandon Maurice, aka the ATL Trucker, straight out of Cincinnati, baby.
Matt Bad Boy IG, US Virgin Islands.
Chick Chickarelli, Hollywood, California.
Louis Reyes, Boston, Mass. Yo, drop that SPS shit,
This message was brought to you by SPS Promotion.
The voice of the people, there is no evil.
You can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation.
As always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Boys Podcast, which is TBB of life. You ain't on Patreon, just because you're stupid.
Community, man. I appreciate y'all.
1,000 people.
Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem role, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the Queen, Marky K, Detroit. Stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Nuts, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean the best. Catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Dominion and Buffalo. God bless you all.
Jesus, thanks.
Without Chai, it ain't nothing. Without the cola, it ain't nothing.
Back row, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish Bay, Palm Beach, Florida.
Tree Dunn Crook, straight out the ATL.
James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama. It ain't hating.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. That's Mace. Let me pull this schedule up, make these picks, man. I'm going to go Edgar Belanga. I'm going to go ahead and say I didn't lock it in. I know tomorrow I'll be mad because the line changed and Belanga will not be plus money by decision, but maybe you're more of a better than me. You better jump on it now. there's a strong possibility Romero goes the distance. You know what I mean? We're talking about David Benavidez stopping this dude in 10, and that Benavidez has a wealth of experience. No matter how young you think Benavidez David is, David has been sparring since he's been fucking like 7 grown-ass pros because he was always a heavyweight. That being said, my pick will be for the Turning Stone Casino Showbox that is a kind of an appetizer to the Canastota Hall of Fame where Floyd is being inducted. A bunch of people being inducted.
Roy.
It's crazy. It's so big, Floyd Mayweather posted it. He won't post his fighters, but he posted that. Oh, of course. He's being inducted, Ness. Oh, yeah. You're right. Anyway, heavyweight gold medalist. I'll go ahead and pick him because he's fighting someone named Jack.
General?
No, Maluwali.
Oh, really?
You don't know him.
No, I don't.
I know.
I don't.
Elvis Garcia is a heavyweight. This is your Mexican heavyweight, right? He's with Lou DiBella. He's going to be fighting Alante Green.
But you know Mexican heavyweights except Andy Ruiz. And
no, Elvis Garcia. Elvis Garcia.
Oh, wow.
He's undefeated. Google him. So I'll pick Elvis. Tyler Tomlin is back, and I'll pick him. And George Aries is back, and I'll pick him. But I think Elvis is fighting George. I think that card... Both those opponents, something happened, and I think now George is being bumped to the co-main, and he'll be fighting the Mexican Lou DiBella heavyweight. I believe that's what happened, right?
I'm no not clue? For certain, but let me pull it up while you continue.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Moving on, only reason we're talking about Charles Foster, not to be confused with Oshaki Foster, is because he's fighting Bo, not to be confused with Bo Mason, Gibbs Jr., not to be confused with Nestor Gibbs Jr. Ain't that crazy? I just thought I'd bring that up, that there's actually a Bo Gibbs Jr. That's insane. What a coincidence. All right. So we're not picking Bo Gibbs Jr., though, because he's already the B-side. he's on the right, so he ain't winning. I'll go Berlanga decision. Oh, my God. Junior welterweight is 140?
Yes.
Jose Fargas moved up, and he's getting to fight Dakota Linga. Then we just talk about this guy.
Who moved
now
up?
Now watch what Dakota does. With a world-class fight, I know Vargas is going to win.
Who?
But watch what Dakota does.
Who?
Jose Vargas.
He been at 40, champ. He just got knocked out by Cepeda at 40.
Oh, so they're throwing him a bone with Dakota. I thought he was at 35.
Nah, 40, champ.
They really throwing him a bone. Come on. Dakota got like 9 fights. 10, if that. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google him now.
Mm.
Armani. Oh, he made it. Oh, this little Puerto Rican is nice. Armani Almestica. Let me make sure this is him, bro. He's all right. He's a little. Yeah, this him. This him. Oh, shit. What? Why don't say nothing? Let me put boxing voice. They trying to play us. Why we ain't the first one to come up? So I got to call this kid's fights in Atlanta. Don't know why I don't see it. I don't know why I don't see it, but we called this fight in Atlanta. I like this kid. I'm going to pick him. Pretty sure he's going to win. He's getting his first opportunity on a TV fight. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And just for the record, I am rolling with every single pick Nesta has made. And I do mean every single pick.
So strange, bro. I could have sworn I did an interview with this kid, Armani. That is insane. But I'm picking him nonetheless. Let me see. Orlando Gonzalez. Never heard of you. Omar Rosario. Never heard of you. Did she make a pro? She's making a pro debut.
Who?
Wow, that means Centennial. Christina Cruz. That means Centennial flew back from Australia, and he's already gonna be in New York for that fight.
Yeah. Bill Haney gonna be in New York
to watch a fight, not to work.
Yeah, not to work.
You know, shout out to Christina Cruz. She's a multiple-time Olympian. I know that's not a common phrase because, I don't know if she's a – no, I said that wrong. She's a multiple-time amateur. I'm not going to say – I didn't mean to say Olympian because I don't know if she made it to the Olympics. And that's why I said I know that's not a common phrase because, you know, you usually say multiple-time Olympian or a declarated amateur.
What do you mean she was a multiple-time amateur?
Like, she's fought a lot is all I can remember. I don't know what sort of – accolade she has. I've heard about her forever, though. Oh. I'm sure she has a lot, for real.
Mm.
She's like the last to turn pro. I'm pretty sure she's old. Let's see. Box rec. Okay, she's 2-0 already. No KOs. Pobrecito. 39. Told you. She's been boxing forever, bro.
And she's only 2-0?
Bro. It's crazy. But look, her weight is like 111, so it was. That's Sinisa's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not many women out there, so that could happen quick. Remember, Mom got a shot at Sinisa with five fights, whatever.
That's true.
Trivials. All right, so I'm picking Cruz. Then I'm picking Jaime Munguia. And I'm going to pick Daniel Dubois on the safe side, but, you know, I want to make some money, so I'm hoping Trevor Bryant.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely picking Daniel Dubois.
Oh, yeah?
For sure.
Oh, well, I'm trying to pick Bryant to go past four.
I'm taking the under, just like I did the last time, and I got it right the last time.
Bryant is plus money to go over 3.5. I'm locking this shit in now. What if I do Bryant, parlay with Berlanga by decision? That's good money. That brings me to a plus 350.
What if you bet the under and then Berlanga decision?
That's what I did.
The under?
Mm-hmm.
And then Berlanga decision?
No, I did over.
No. Check the under.
Nah, the under's minus money.
Yeah, if it's minus money for a reason, Oster.
Mm-hmm. But it won't be for long. Bryant goes 3.5. 10 makes you 35. I'm going to have to take that bet.
Let me see.
I'm placing it. Should I just go straight up Bryant over the 3.5? Because it'd be mad. I'll be mad if Bryant gets past 3.5 at fucking 4 o'clock. Then I got to wait till 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock for Berlanga to get a knockout and ruin my parlay.
Mm.
I'm going to still drop this. What up, 5-5?
Nah, I ain't taking that shit.
What?
I want the under.
You bullshitting.
Bro.
Scared money don't make no money.
His last five wins have all been knockouts in the first two rounds.
Who?
Daniel Dubois.
Bruh. Who he fighting? He ain't fought a world champ, regular champ like Bryant.
He fought Dino.
What happened when he fought Joyce?
He lost.
All right. I don't know. All right, see, this is why I ain't make the bet, and this is how it is. Tomorrow, we're going to look at the same bet. It's going to be minus money.
Yo, so what other fights going on this week? And I feel like, oh.
Well, I just named them all, bro. What the fuck?
Even the zone, you mentioned the Munguia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't mention it. I mentioned it when I made the pick.
All right, Munguia, Jimmy Kelly, we going Munguia.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, well, and that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter.
Greenwalk Danny.
Let me make sure we ain't leave no super chats.
Greenwalk Danny on all platforms. The Boxing Voice on all platforms.
Yeah. User G123, we did ask Robisi your question, but it was off camera on the behind-the-scenes camera, so it'll be out later this week. But just, some kind of advice here. We don't usually do super chat questions. You have to be a Patreon to get your question asked to our specific guests. Nestor Gibbs on TikTok, Nestor Gibbs on YouTube, and catch me on NestGTO.
Rainbow Danny, the Boxing Voice.
Gotta go.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Arrivederci.